next agenda item is business opportunities in financial services, and that is going to be presented by Robert Hansen, who is one of our members, and Rebecca Schmidt. They are from the World Financial Group. I believe they have other participants with them. And so for the next few minutes, you're going to hear from Robert and Rebecca.
Thank you, Denise. I appreciate the introduction. Good morning, everyone. I love the warm welcome. It's great to see everyone here today. So the name of our company is called Transamerica Financial Group. We're a division of Transamerica Financial Advisors. And Transamerica Financial Advisors is ranked in the top 1% of all U.S. broker-dealers and has recently been recognized as the number one leader for women advisors. So if we could give a round of applause for that, that's a huge breakthrough there. So we're very fortunate to be backed by some of the largest and most respected financial companies in the world today. We're headquartered in Duluth, Georgia, and we're rapidly expanding into the Chicagoland area. We actually grow more in a month than most companies do in an entire year. So because of this, we're looking for some good, sharp people who could possibly become affiliated with our company. Please note that no decisions will be made here today. However, if we feel there is a match, we would like to set up a follow-up interview with you within the next 2 days. So with that being said, some of the information you hear today is going to be new. Some of it's going to be familiar. We just ask that you sit back and relax and see how it weaves itself into the fabric of a great business plan. Does that sound like a good place to start? Awesome. So here with me today, I have Robert Hansen. And not too long ago, a few months ago, I actually presented in a restaurant just explaining what we were doing and what our mission was in helping families. And Robert took an interest in it. So I've been mentoring him, and he is the first on our team from this community to be successful, get his license, and do exactly what we do. So Robert has been an inspiration, and he's introduced us to present here today. Patty's also invited us as well. And here with me also, I have Al Walton. He's actually my mentor, and he's going to be explaining pretty much everything it is that we do and what our mission is. Al is a family man. He's actually not from this industry. He's a carpenter. So he learned this from scratch. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Al Walton.
I just like to say it's really a privilege to be here, and Robert is a great example of someone who's just come into our business, is learning what we do and making an impact. The fact that we're here today is in part a direct result of Robert. So you may be asking, so why are you guys here? Well, one of the things that we would like to do and that we see is we're looking to service all communities. So we're also looking to service your community, and what we'd like to do is partner with you to help that happen. Because really, who better, right? So I'm going to walk through briefly because we have a short period of time, but I would just say if you have questions, if you need more, if you would like more information, there's going to be an opportunity for that when I finish up. So please keep that in mind. I would just say that when I got started with this company, obviously I'm not from this industry. My background is in construction for over 30 years. I had a couple of questions that you might have. The first one was this. I'm not from the industry. Can I even do this? Right? The second question was, I'd heard different things in the media about the financial industry, and a lot of times it wasn't all that good. So I wanted to know, are these folks really doing good things for other people? Right? And then thirdly, a carpenter, a tradesperson. So I was working full-time, had things going on the side. I have 5 kids and a wife. Right? I was also pretty active in my church. Was I going to be well constipated? Not constipated, but compensated.
Yeah, it works both ways.
Yeah, it does sometimes, right? So, wasn't going to be well compensated if I spent some time here, right? So, those are kind of some of the questions I want to talk to you about. Rebecca already told you our company, World Financial Group Transamerica, our parent company is a company called Aegon. They've been around for about 150 years. very large company. Annual sales is around $85 billion. So a large company. They acquired Transamerica and World Financial Group back in 2001, and they spent $11 billion to acquire Transamerica, and they paid one individual $500 million to acquire World Financial Group. So I'm pretty sure they did their research, and you know, because they were looking for a way to take their values with companies that had their values. And one of the things that they looked at World Financial Group was about was the way that they marketed and distributed financial services. Because if you know anything about our industry is pretty much focused on high net worth individuals, right? So 1 to 5% of income earners is really the market for most of our industry. One of the things that we're passionate about, and what I love up here, I see live the life you want as part of your statement. I think that's so awesome because it's really about that, isn't it? It's not about what I want for you or what anybody else wants. It's what you want. And realizing that no family should be left behind, right? And that everybody should have an opportunity to be able to have the information that's available. It's just our industry isn't really interested in focusing on this market. So our market is the middle market and everybody else, and we also can work in the high-end areas as well. But our focus is in that market. So again, one of the reasons that we're here is we're looking to partner with you to help us reach this market. Because do people want to retire? Do you guys want to retire? If you have kids, do you want to afford college for them? If you have debt, would you like to be out of it? Right? I'm sure you would like to contribute more to this organization and the organizations that service your community. Right? So one of the things that we're looking to do is help people be in a position to do that and to create financially independent individuals and families. One of the things that is important to us is that even though we're Transamerica, we market all the major companies in our industry. And as a result of that, we're not concerned about a product per se. We're concerned about understanding what an individual's needs, wants, desires are, and their goals and what's important to you. So when we sit down with someone, we're going over what's important to them. I'm not concerned about a product because we market all the best companies in our industry. I'm a carpenter. If I showed up at your house to do a mantelpiece or to do some work at your house and I just came in there with a hammer, what would you think of me? What have I done? What is this guy doing here, right? No, but I love the fact that we come with a full toolbox. We have all the access to all the things that would benefit anyone, from active money management to investments to insurances, to take care of whatever the family's needs are and place them with the best company that's going to do that. Because people like to buy stuff. They don't want to be sold, right? You like to buy stuff, don't you?
Absolutely.
Well, you don't want to be sold it. If somebody high pressure.
Absolutely. Right. I'm going along with you. Absolutely.
There you go. See? So along with yours is that live the life you want. Our mission statement is no family left behind. And we feel that a lot of families have been left behind because, frankly, our industry is not interested in serving them. So that's why we're here today. And one of the things I just want to cover briefly with you, we're not going to get into all the details, but a few financial concepts and then cover our compensation program, because what we're talking about is a way to be in business with us as well. Okay, so the first piece is people are generally looking for four things, right, as it relates to their money. First of all, they want protection, because if something happens to you, what happens to your financial plan? It kind of gets wiped out. The next thing folks are looking for is they're trying to grow it. They like to get a return on it. But also, they would like to do that safely. In other words, not lose any money. Right? So protect yourself, grow your money, have safety in it, and maybe even some guarantees that protect it, and also get some tax advantages, right? Because you guys think maybe paying a little more taxes than you'd like to. So if we can do some things that help on that category, that's a good thing. I'm just checking my time here. So a couple financial concepts. Who's here has heard of the rule of 72? Awesome. You know, when I usually get into a room of people, nobody's heard of it. But I didn't come up with it. A guy named Albert Einstein discovered it, right? And it basically says this. You take any interest rate, divide it by 72, and that's going to tell you the number of years that it's going to take for your money to double. All right? So what's the interest rate most of us are getting people are getting at the bank right now? What? Yeah, at the bank. Yeah, it's next to nothing, right? 0.0 something, right? Well, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt and say they're giving 1%. So if you're 29 years old, I'm not going to ask this, but when I ask this in a room, most people have generally said that they've blown $10,000 by the time they were 29. All right, so let's just say we didn't do that and we have that money. If we have it in the bank, 72 divided by 1 is what? 72, right? That means that your money is going to double every 72 years. So if you're 29 years old and you waited 72 years, you'd be 101 before your $10,000 became 20, right? At 4%, Rule 72 says your money is going to double every 18 years. So now it's going to double twice, right? So it's going to go 10, 20, 40 when you hit 65. Not 101, but 65. And at 6%, it's going to double every 12 years. So you're going to get one more opportunity for it to double. So instead of it's going to double 40 again, now it's going to become 80. And at 10%, your money is going to double roughly every 7 years, right? And if we go to 72, that's going to give our money the opportunity to double a number of times, 10, 20, 40, 80, 160, 320, 640. The question I have is, who would you rather be? Right? Who would rather be the 640 or the 20? 640, right? So the difference between those individuals is one thing, information. Where do I get that type of return? How do I do it safely, and how do I do it with tax advantages? So one of the things that we're about is helping families do that. We show people how to take advantage of that. Because all the information, all the services are available to everyone. The truth is our industry is just not interested in serving everyone, right? So that's our impact, one of the things that we're looking to. The next big impact that you can have, or the next area, is options to grow your money. We already talked about one, the bank, right? Fixed. So we said already about 1%. Well, that's a great defensive strategy. Your money is safe, but it's not going to have an opportunity to grow. So that's not going to get you where you want to go, because at 121, our $10,000 became 20. That's not going to get us in retirement, right? I'm 54. I don't have 72 years for my money to double, right? So the next category is variable. So that's your money in the market, mutual funds, stocks, things like that, where there's a lot of opportunity for growth. But were some people impacted by the stock market back in 2008? Yeah, people lost half of what they had, a number of folks. And if you're 62 looking to retire at 65, all of a sudden you just added 10, 12, 15 years to your work life, right? So opportunity to grow, but also the downside, right? And then there's another category called index. And what that says is that you're going to take advantage of the upside of the market, but not experience any of the downs, right? So you're able to grow your money, but when the market goes down, you stay where you're at. How many people in 2008 would have just loved to not have lost any money, just to stay where they were at, right? Because the impact of losses is huge. So if we can eliminate that, that's a good thing. Who's heard of something like that before? Okay. That's why we're here, not a whole lot of folks in the room. Because we think the average individuals need to know how to do that. Because can we really afford to lose our money? No, right? So we want to grow it, but we want to protect it as well. You have insurance on everything else. Doesn't it make sense to have insurance on your money? The next impact is taxes. So there's basically three tax categories. The first one is tax now. So you earn it, you get taxed on it. When it grows, you get taxed on it. When you spend it, you're getting taxed on it, right? Even when you die, you're getting taxed on it. You're getting taxed on it all the time. So that's things like savings accounts, CDs, things like that. The next category is taxed later. And that's things like 401ks, 403bs, traditional IRAs, things like annuities, things like that. And that basically says you're not going to pay tax on the income. You're going to get to grow it tax deferred. But when you go to take the money out, that's when you get taxed. So let me ask you something. Do you think taxes are going to be lower or higher in the future? Higher, right? So when we go to take the money out of those plans, what's going to happen? You're going to get hit with taxes, right? Now, 401ks, if they're giving a match, it makes sense to take advantage of it. I'm not knocking any of these things. I'm just saying we need to understand how they work, because most folks don't even understand how their 401ks work. We need to know this, right, so we can make good decisions as it relates to it. The third category is called tax advantages. That's things like Roth IRAs or investment grade or life insurance retirement plans that have cash building in them, right? And what that says is, okay, you're going to pay the tax up front. But when you go to when it grows, it's going to grow tax deferred. But then when you go to take it out, there's no taxes on it. It's all yours, right? So think of it like this. If you were a farmer and you were going to grow acres and acres of corn, what would you rather pay tax on, the seeds or the harvest of all those acres and acres of corn? The seed, right? Because it's a fixed smaller amount.
Right? So we pay the tax up front, let it grow, and then when we go to take it out, we take advantage of it. Right? So these are some of the concepts that we walk through people. Three of about 20 that we walk through people. That is it with folks. Is that, do you think there's an advantage to understanding how those things work as it relates to where you're going to put your money and grow it? Right? Do you think everybody needs to know about that? There's over 150 million people in our country who want and need what it is that we do. And this next point goes to the fact that, what's it? Okay. So this next point goes to this, simply this, is that our industry, right, has this thing happening in it. There's a bunch of baby boomers. There's 76 million of us, right? And every day, 10,900 of us are turning 65, right? And so there's this huge influx of people that are going to be retiring and need to roll over their money, do things with it. And then there's Generation X and the millennial generation, which is another 112 million people, right? And they want all the same things. They want to retire. They want to, and a lot of them have gone to school, done what everybody said, get out of school, get a good job, right? But they're working in a field completely different from their major, their field of study, right? And then on top of that, they have student loans. So one of the things that we're saying is that there's an opportunity in our industry because the average representative in our industry is 55 and over. And over the course of the next 10 years, a third of them are going to be retiring. That's over 200,000 people. So we have a marketplace that is desperate for what we do. Our industry is shrinking. And that 200,000 people are mostly focused on the upper 1% to 5%. So even in our market, there's just a huge need. That's why we're growing at a pace of close to 40% a year. So now the next thing I just want to cover with you is this, is that how do we make money here? In our company, once you get started with us, you get licensed, like Robert's a tremendous example of somebody who's come in, got licensed, is making an impact with families, right? If you're helping four families a month, in our average person puts about $200 a month aside. Not $2,000, not $200. Now, some do less, some do more. We can work with somebody who's got $10 a month or somebody who's got $100,000 a month. But this pertains to our opportunity, and what we're looking for as well is people to work with us, to help us reach to your community and other communities with what we do. So if you're helping four families a month put aside $200 a month, you're going to create an income of about $4,300 a month or $51,000 a year, right? Now let me ask you something. That's on top of what you're already doing. So even if you did half of that, would it be worth it?
Yes.
Now, our average client takes 3 to 4 hours. Our average client takes 3 to 4 hours. So you're sitting down with four families, you're spending anywhere from 12 to 15 hours to do that a month. You know what happens in the traditional industry if you help four families a month? You get fired. But we don't have any quotas, and we're one of the few companies in our industries that allow people to start part-time. So learn what it is we do, start part-time, and develop a business that can pay you residuals over the course of your lifetime. The other thing is that there's something in our business that's really powerful, is that our company pays you very well to help clients. But if you can develop a team of people that are helping an extra four people a month. So if you have a team of five people that help four people a month put aside $200 a month, that's going to develop an override. Can you say override? No, say it like this. Override. Right? Because that's going to produce an income because you've helped people create an income for themselves of over $16,000 a month or over $200,000 a year. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, I'm Robert Hansen. And basically, it is all true. You know, I heard about this at the Chicago chapter meeting back in about mid-May of this year, and I've always wanted to do something like that, either this or real estate or, you know, some kind of deal where I didn't have to have some boss breathing down my neck all the time and didn't have to punch a clock. Although it is a good idea. If you have a current job or something, keep that and, you know, start this up because it does take some time. But basically, I jumped in on it because I'd seen presentations like this before. And I have to admit, I was skeptical. But this one I believed because I liked what the company stood for. I liked how everybody mentors everybody, and we really do look out for each other and how we, you know, we show people what this business is and how it works. And so I was given the website to go to at that time. It was an online course, and I found it to be very easy to manipulate and use. It was accessible to speech and screen magnification. And so I went through all the coursework, and I actually got it done in a record amount of time. It was a couple of months, but, you know, that's fine. And so then, you know, I had to get accommodated with using the testing site, and I did that. And, you know, I got most of the tests done, meaning passed the first time, and then I needed to go back and just retake another part of it. But that's kind of to be expected. It wasn't a blindness or visual impairment thing. It was just, you know, that can happen to anybody. So, you know, I got the license, and I'm good to go. And you know, we just basically we go out and look for people that would like to have what we have. And we got Northeastern Illinois University. I was a student there. There's a trio student support services, which helps disadvantaged students, disabled first-time students, low-income students, first-generation students, Teach America students, and so on. So we contacted the director of that department. And by the way, about every school... Thank you. Every school that pretty much in the country has this... And if you're a disabled, you know, blind student, you may want to also look at signing up for that aspect of your you know, like, because they also usually have scholarships, and if you apply for scholarships, you'll win them. But we had access to, what was it, about 380 potential clients, you know, just from that program alone. And, you know, a few of them, you know, we did get about 30-some names. And
yeah?
It costs nothing to be a client. It costs nothing. Being a client is going to bring you a lot of benefits, because we're going to show you how to work your money, how to build wealth, how to get out of, how to do debt management, and have a living legacy for your future generations. And so, you know, that's really what we're all about.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
Good luck, Robert. Good luck.
Yes, did you have a question? You need a microphone.
Thanks. I was just going to ask, this is more an economics question than anything. You said something about having like a 40% growth rate, but like, how? Because like, even nanotechnology is lucky to grow like 15-20%, so I don't see how it's possible for anything in the United States to grow at nearly that rate. Are you like a pyramid scam or something?
Go ahead.
That's a great question. So how that works out is that that's a growth rate in terms of the growth of the number of people that are coming into our business as a company, as who we are is growing. We have thousands of people coming in and getting started with it. And ask yourself this question as it relates to the pyramid. In San Francisco, we have the signature building in San Francisco, which is the Transamerica Tower. That is a pyramid. The building is a pyramid. That's the only pyramid that's involved here, because it's an illegal business. A pyramid is a business that requires you to recruit people to something that there's no product is related here. The only way that we create income here is by helping families and individuals put something in place, right,
that is going to help them get where they want to go. So we're going to connect them with a company that supplies a product that's going to be the best for their needs, right? And as a result of that, the companies that we do business with pay us. That's how we get paid. But because of the size of the need and the scope of the need, and our traditional industry isn't focused on that other 95% of individuals, right? That's where our focus is. That's why we're growing at such a rapid rate. So we're not compounding money at 40%. If you understood that, that's not what I'm saying. But as a company, we're growing at a rate of 40% because we're a business. So when people get started with us, they're not starting in a job. They're actually taking ownership in a business. Okay? They're not business by them. They're business for themselves, but not by themselves. Does that answer your question?
That you're... profit rate was something like 40% growth margin per year or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's not what I was saying. As a company, we're growing. So you think of all the people that are coming and getting started with us, that's the growth that we're talking about. So people actually getting started in our company and growing and expanding what we're doing to reach the market that we have, that we're looking to accommodate.
Patty, do you need a microphone?
I actually don't have a question. I did want to tell people that we have pre-authorized contribution forms back here for people who not only want to grow their money but would like to donate money to the Federation. Mary has them, Glenn has them, Leslie has them. The IFS table is back here and information table is back here as well. We also have all of our sales items, and we've been trying to get the floor. So I'm sorry to interrupt, but
got
it now.
I think, Rebecca, you wanted to make a request, so before we move on to our next item, go ahead.
Yes, if anyone wanted more information or if they wanted to connect with us to discuss either the client side or if you wanted to discuss a request in an interview, if you would raise your hand, we could come by and just state your name in the microphone.
Anybody?
Rebecca? Yeah, but I just would like to talk with you and Mr. Walter.
Yeah.
After session, please.
Yes. Thank you, Kathy Randall.
Anybody
yes.
else?
Say it. Say it.
Can you say it? It's recording into the mic.
Sayed Yusuf.
Sayed. Okay. All right. Thank you, Sayed.
Anyone else? Okay. Just one final comment.
Just like to thank you guys for allowing us to be here. We look forward to talking with you further. And I wanted to give you a couple phone numbers just to have. Rebecca Smith's number is 708-674-1641. Robert Hansen's number, if you want further information or to talk with him, it's 872-226-5226. Gus Tucker, 312-352-0701. And my number is 773-957-2354. We're here to help. We're actually actively looking for people that will help us grow our business and specifically in this community as well. So thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Thank you very much.